Yay, first customer of the day. Hello, sir. How can I help? Oh, it's you. Of course I remember you. The handsome, daring adventurer hired by the Lord's Waterdeep to investigate the missing children. I hear you're going to the Sea of Moving Ice. Do you really think the White Dragons have something to do with this? Wait, you're going up there to steal an artifact to locate the missing men and women? Oh, that's so brave. I mean dangerous, so dangerous. Well, anyway, you asked my mistress to make you a ring of warmth and some dispel magic potions, right? I think she left the ring around here somewhere. Here it is. Why don't you try it out while I go to the back and get your potions? You ordered 3 potions, right? Okay, I found the potion case, but the only potions I see multiples of are these pink ones, but there's 4 of them. Maybe she made an extra so you could test it? Yeah, I'm sure that's it. Do you feel anything? Oh, you feel warmth spreading? That's great, excellent. Here, you want to try the dispel magic potion? It should nullify the effect of the ring temporarily, so now would be a good time to try it out. There you are. Oh, there are 2 ring boxes under the desk. Ring of warmth to be delivered. Oh no. Oh, it's nothing. Did the potion work? It didn't. Well, maybe it takes a minute to kick in. Can I see the ring box for a second? Ring up. Oh, shit. No. Hey, do you mind taking off the ring for a quick second? You can't? Oh, no. So I may have made a teeny, tiny little mistake. So my mistress, Moonlight, is a creator of marital aids for struggling couples within the town. She helps to fix their relationships by making empathy rings, unbreakable vows, sex toys, and other things to assist dysfunctional couples in mending things in their private lives. It's actually really admirable, but anyway, I mixed up your ring of warmth for an object made for one of those couples, and what item? Well, it's a ring of stimulation. Well, according to the note, it causes your whole body to experience enhanced sexual stimulation and heightened libido, which might explain the warmth. Oh, why can't you take it off? No, it's a fair question. Well, the couple that my mistress crafted this item for are more unconventional than other couples. They're into denial play, so there's a specific condition that needs to be met in order to remove the ring. Well, to get it off, you have to, get off. But maybe the potion took effect by now? No. Let me see if I can find the directions in the case. Oh, fuck. Oh, here it is again. Pink potion of orgasm denial. Oh, crap. Hang on. Let me read the instructions. Once ingested, imbiber will be unable to achieve physical orgasm for several days. Imbiber will be able to feel a phantom orgasm at the normal point of physical release during sexual activity, but will not ejaculate. Sensitivity will continue to build through each orgasm, can be ended early by achieving a set number of orgasms during the period in which the potion is active. Note the number of orgasms is different for each individual. No, I can't just dispel the effects. I'm an apprentice. My magic isn't nearly strong enough to combat Mistress's magic, and I don't know enough alchemy to synthesize an antidote to the potion. Wait till she comes back? Yeah, about that. My mistress is on an expedition looking for a mythical mine near the town of Phandalin, and she won't be back for at least a month. It's kind of a sabbatical for her. Well, look, there should be something around here that can fix the situation. Just let me try a few... You don't want me using magic on you. No, that makes sense. This is all my fault. How are you feeling? You look flustered. Your clothes are starting to feel good rubbing against your skin. Wow, that ring really works well, doesn't it? Sorry, I shouldn't be miring my mistress's work right now. Look, do you want to lie down in the back office? It doesn't seem like you're going to be able to take care of yourself for a while. I'll close up shop and look after you until we figure out what to do. It's the least I can do. Okay, good. There's a bed in the back. Just get comfortable. Gods, I fucked up so bad this time. Mistress is going to kill me. Or she might end my apprenticeship. God, what am I going to do? Okay, everything will be fine. I just have to find a way to get rid of the ring, and I can set things right before Mistress returns. I guess I could always... I mean, now you wouldn't go for that. Oh, I should go see how he's doing. It looked like he was feeling really uncomfortable. Knock, knock. Any chance the ring stopped having an effect? Nah, I guess I'm just not that lucky, huh? Do you want to take your clothes off and lie under the sheets? It might feel less intense if the thing covering you isn't so tight on your skin. Okay, good. I'll turn around while you get things sorted. So I had an idea about how to get the ring off. No more magic, I swear. The ring won't come off unless you ejaculate, and the potion won't let you ejaculate until you reach an arbitrary limit. But what if I helped you to reach that limit? I'm serious, my mistress won't be back for a month, and you're obviously still feeling a lot of stimulation, even with just the sheets touching you, and according to the potion, if you do orgasm, it'll only intensify the feelings. You'll end up... writhing on the bed, unable to control yourself, the slightest touch causing you more and more ecstasy. It would basically be torture at that point. But if I were to stimulate you, I could just keep going until you were finally able to come for real. You wouldn't have to suffer for weeks. You could go back to normal in a day or two, hopefully. To be perfectly honest, I've wanted to do something like this for a while now. I've always thought you were so handsome. Ever since I first saw you entering town a couple months ago. Please, let me help you? You'll let me do it? Thank you. I don't think I could stand watching you in agony for so long. Before we start, I think it might be a good idea to tie you down. You're already having trouble sitting still, and this is only going to get more intense. I hate to get halfway through and not be able to keep going because you were thrashing around so much. Okay, great. I think there are some straps around here somewhere. Don't worry, they're not magical. We just use them to tie objects down to the table when we inscribe runes on them. And there we go. Are they too tight? No? All right, good. I'm going to start slow. The combination of the potion and the ring means that the longer we go, the more sensitive you're going to get, like a feedback loop. But basically, once you've felt a level of stimulation, you won't be able to drop below that level of stimulation until you come for real. Okay? Here I go. I'll start by running my fingers slowly up and down the length of your penis, just like that. Gently gliding my nails along the side of your shaft. I bet this is already more intense than your clothes, isn't it? Even if it's less surface area, it's a lot more focused and deliberate. Oh no, please, don't try to stifle those moans. I want to hear them all. There's no need to feel embarrassed. This is about helping you out, and if you don't let me know what feels good, it's gonna take longer. Besides, I told you,
I've wanted this for so long. My, your ears are so sensitive. Tell me, is it my warm breath? The soft vibration of my voice? Or my tender lips that's making you melt more? Good boy. Keep whimpering for me.
Well, you must really like that. The way I'm softly circling the head of your cock with my index finger. Don't worry, I'll keep going. But I want to see what happens when I give some attention to your nipples while I play with your dick. Oh, that sound is heavenly. Keep going. Most men don't know how sensitive their nipples are. And it sounds like yours are very sensitive right about now. Hey, can I kiss you? Like a real kiss. Thank you. I wanted to ask you something before you get too worked up. When you're back to normal, would you maybe want to go on a date with me? I know this is probably the wrong time and all. Who am I kidding? After what I've done to you, why would you ever want to see me again, let alone you will? Thank you. Right, sorry, I completely forgot you're still dealing with all this. Let me get back to it. Tell me, which do you like more? When I kiss your nipples while teasing your cock? I want to kiss your lips while teasing your cock. I couldn't quite tell. Let me try it again. Oh, well, I guess we'll have to call the draw. Oh, you're gonna come? Okay, I'll stroke the tip of your cock. Just my thumb and my index finger. Let it out. Don't hold it back. Don't hold it back. Don't hold it back. Just come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, that's it. Buck as much as you need. It's okay. Oh, well, it looks like you didn't ejaculate this time. Right, I forgot you're gonna stay at this level of stimulation now. I should keep going. I'll go a little farther this time. That's it. Try to stay still. Just moan it out while I wrap my fingers around the base of your penis. That's it. Hang on just a second. I'm gonna get some lube. Does the lube feel good sliding down your shaft? I bet it does. Oh, goodness, do I love those sweet little moans of yours. And the way you're trying to buck your hips into my hands. Oh, God. Shh. It's okay. You don't have to apologize. I know you can't control yourself right now. Just try to enjoy it. That's it. Shh. Here. I'll stroke your shaft and swirl my fingers over the head with my other hand. Oh, are you crying? Does it feel that good? It's okay, just give in to the feeling. That's it. Good boy. You're gonna come again already? It's okay. That's it. I'm gonna speed up a little bit and Ooh, good boy, that's it. Let it out. Let it all out. Cry out for me. Oh, still no come. And you can't stop writhing about. I'm gonna strap your waist down for this next part.
Just so you know, when you come this time, I'm not gonna stop. I think it's starting to get a little too intense for you, and I'd hate for you to suffer for too long.
All right, time to get serious. I'll just kiss down your chest. All the way. Down here. Right to my new little friend. Oh, I think he's happy to see me. He won't stop twitching.
God, you taste amazing. Tastes so good. You're trying so hard to thrust into my mouth. I love the enthusiasm. Let me just lick. Right on the head of your cock. God, you're basically screaming for me. Good boy. Just let it out. Oh God, I'm getting so wet. Just listening to you, Mona. Sorry, I can't take it anymore. I'm just gonna finger myself. I blow you. Yeah. You can't even form words anymore. Are you trying to say you're gonna come? Good boy. That's it. No, I told you I wasn't gonna stop this time. In fact. Let me take your dick all the way down my throat. Your eyes are rolling back in your head. I haven't stopped moaning in so long. You must be losing your mind by now. Your whole body is shaking. Your cock is twitching so much in my mouth. I love your dick so much. Some freak I liked out. Well, this might be the one. Come on. Oh, that's it. Wanna come for me? Come in my mouth. Let me taste you. That's it, come on. That's it, be my good boy.
Lala. Oh, I guess that wasn't it. Oh, God damn it. I'm sorry. Hey. Hey, did you pass out from the pleasure? Your body is still writhing. I guess you can still feel all that even when you're asleep. Fuck. Mistress doesn't fuck around. Get some rest. We can keep going tomorrow. I'll stay up and see if I can find a solution in one of Mistress' books. Sleep tight. Good boy.